88.9 Shine FM. We are safe and fun for the whole family, and get a lot of help for our Shine families as well by checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, every week for our parenting moment. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, the month is wrapping up. It's been a great topic for those moms and dads that kind of sometimes internally beat themselves up for being a bad parent when you're not. But here's some ways to even help you get through those thoughts that creep into our minds. Hey?
Yeah. So I've been sharing self-compassion strategies that we can use in our difficult parenting moments. And here's the third one today. Visualize the presence of the divine or someone important to you when you need parenting support. So, again, I want us to go back to the grocery store meltdown. When your child is crying and they're begging you for the sugary cereal, and it's like the ugly cry, right? Not tears, yelling. And you start to see the glares of other people around you, and it can make you feel really alone and despondent. But I'd like you to try this. Displace those glares by visualizing a dear friend, a partner, your own parent, or God by your side, giving you support, and see their kind eyes. I often call to mind the warmth of my own mom's voice when I'm struggling with parenting. I even will use her nicknames and endearments in my self-compassion self-talk to marshal the power of her tenderness towards me to sustain me when I feel overwhelmed. Her presence in my mind's eye reassures me, even though she may not be physically beside me. Indeed, our capacity for self-compassion is often formed by our relationship with our parents. The 2015 study by Pepping and colleagues found that college students who remembered parents as cold and rejecting were more likely to feel anxious about their close relationships, and in turn tended to have lower levels of self-compassion. So even if you didn't grow up with good models of compassion, try to remember that self-compassion is a skill and you can develop it through practice. When you feel that self-criticism rising in your head, put your hand on your heart, talk to yourself as you would a dear friend who's suffering. And I want to share a final practice that I use often that I learned from my pastor. Several years ago, when my daughter was a young child, my pastor led us through a meditation of seeing God parenting us while we are struggling to parent our child. Mm. This practice has helped me immensely to keep God's loving patience for me in mind while I, in turn, give it to my daughter. And this is particularly true in really tough parenting moments. That I have found this incredibly powerful and effective.
Indeed. Oh, I really like that. That's a great idea to picture the Lord there with you. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kimberly. This has been a really good topic. I know parents in our Shine family will get a lot out of this, of course, and we'll get a lot out by maybe even making an appointment and talking with you or somebody from your team there. A couple locations north and south in the city for Eckert Psychology and Education Center.
Yes, and we also provide telepsychology services throughout Alberta. So regardless of where you live, you can meet with one of our psychologists by video.
Okay, that's really handy too.
Mm-hmm.
One of those many things that came out of the pandemic that are actually really good.
Yes. Absolutely.
I like that. Well, of course, every week as well, we give away a gift certificate for a free initial visit. And that's going to go to who today?
Oh, it's going to be for the Keener. Number one today, Mike.
Number one. Okay, call right now, 403-276-8888 to be blessed with that. Well, Kimberly, this has been great information. I just want to mention again, for those that do want to book an appointment, they can do that online, eckertcenter.com. And we chat with Kimberly every Wednesday for Parenting Moments, so I invite our Shine family to tune in again next week. And I guess a new topic for December, Kimberly.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
It's gonna be exciting.
Christmas will be here before you know it. Do have a wonderful day today, Kimberly, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Mike.